Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams,
Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show today as well. Before I get into the show, just a little bit as far as the weather goes. Again, guys, I'm kind of speaking to the choir here because I'm trying to keep myself conscious of this. But remember, the weather's changing. It's changing right now. So, you know, evenings, mornings, really, you know, make sure you bundle up the kids. Make sure you bundle up. You know, you can always take a jacket off or take a shirt off or something, a T-shirt off or something, you know, because you're hot. But when you're cold, you may not have a T-shirt to put on or a jacket to put on to warm you up or to keep you warm. So make sure that you guys bundle up, wear jackets, you know, hats, everything, because, you know, I like to educate my audience. So a lot of young people out there may not know that you lose all your heat from the top of your head. Okay? That's where you lose all your heat from. It's the top of your head. So you need to keep that hat on to keep that heat in. All right? You know, and then it, plus when you guys are jumping in and out, jumping out of the shower in the morning, and you run right out there and get out in the weather, and your pores are still open, that's when that cold air comes into your body, and that's how you get sick. So I'm trying to keep you guys going, because I don't want anyone to be down with a cold or flu here just because the weather's changing, okay? So remember that. Stay bundled nights and mornings. The days are kind of mild now, you know, going to be in the high 60s, and you're probably not going to see 70. And then plus this weekend is coming, it's going to be really, really bitter cold on Saturday morning and Sunday morning in the mid to high 30s. And so that's cold. So go ahead and prepare and start getting ready for that cold. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, comment on today's episode. Now, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. I would like for everyone, including those who are listening via cell phone, to go online on my show page, and when you get in there, go ahead and look for that icon that says follow this show, and go ahead and set that up where you guys can follow the show, and you'll be able to get daily messages again on each day's episode. The reason I'd like for you to do that, so that, you know, if I need to send out a message to you, I may not have your information. So I want to get you guys info so that I can send out messages to you. Now, your stuff will never be used for any kind of, you know, weird stuff, only for the show, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is touchy, guys. Today's episode is touchy. So here we go. Why don't people go to church? That's the question. Why don't people go to church? Now, I came up with this from something that I saw. It's actually a book that's being promoted right now, and you'll probably hear about it soon, because I think it's going to sell pretty good. But at the same time, they're saying that it's not real. It's real general. It's not real precise, but I want to hit a couple of things today precise about why don't people go to church. So you'll be seeing that book here soon, and so I think a lot of a lot of churches and things like that are gonna promote this book in their churches for us, their congregation getting this book and reading it and kind of understanding why people don't go to church. Because, you know, I was, my family and I, we were going to church, you know, some people call it religiously, every Sunday. That's because we were involved in the church. I had become a deacon in the church. We actually started a church on our own. We started a church. We had an ordained, you know, Baptist minister, first lady, you know, we had all the, you know, we had the deacons, we had everything. And, you know, we had bylaws, we had everything for the church. And we started the church and we started inviting people to service. And you know, we had a pastor who was really, really into the Bible, and he knew that Bible. Okay, so that was a good thing, and he could, you know, he could put it in, like, today's language. So he was crossing over the line and connecting with young people, because he was, you know, he was using it. He was using today's actions and putting Bible, biblical, scripture to today's action, so you can understand it better. And that's what I liked about him. But, you know, getting back to the subject, why don't people go to church? But we were involved in the church. I think that's a big part of people not attending church. You know, people want to be involved. They want to be recognized. Not all people, but some people want to be recognized. And some people want to do different stuff. So I think if the church would recognize this and start to involve people in different things, that you get a lot more participation. Now, some people want to teach Sunday school, or they want to be involved in Sunday school. Some people want to be in the choir. You know, some people can't sing and shouldn't be in the choir, but they want to be in the choir, right? So you can't keep them from not being in the choir. You guys just got, you know, your choir directors just have to understand what they have. Y'all with me? So, you know, some people want to be in the choir. Some people want, you know, some people like getting up in front of the church and reading scripture. I used to do that as a deacon in the church, you know, when we were going to church. And so some people want to be ushers, you know. Hey, you know, some ladies like to cook, so they wouldn't mind coming into the church, going into the kitchen, and helping out with cooking sometimes. Y'all with me? Then, you know, all these different pieces of the church, you know, you need to get people involved in. And I don't know the perfect science to getting people involved, but as much as you strive for it, I think people will start to come around. So that means as much as you put it out there, every Sunday or whatever, people will get involved. Another reason people don't go to church is simply they're just lazy. Okay? They're just lazy. And so on Sunday, a lot of people go to bed Saturday night saying, I'm going to get up in the morning and go to church. And then come Sunday morning, they don't want to get out of bed and go to church. Okay? Some people say, I'm not going to go to first service, but I'm going to go to second service. And, you know, first service comes and goes, and then second service starts, and they're like, I'm not going to make it today. And so a lot of it's just being lazy. A lot of people just don't want to go to church. Some people are kind of turned off with church. Like, for instance, we know of a church where the board at the church, they were taking money from the church, okay? And you know, people didn't find out for a long time. But then once they did find out, then kapoof, they lost, you know, probably 60% of their congregation just from that scandal right there, which I'm sure happens in a lot of churches. That's not the only church where it's happened. Y'all with me? So that's some things because of some scandal in the church. Those are things that also drive people away, or people say, I'm not going to church because, you know, there are some scandalous people in church. But that's not a good reason. Although there's scandalous people in church, you're going there to hear the word and understand the word, right? That isn't a reason not to go. All right? But that happens, okay? That's real, okay? There are a lot of things that aren't above board that happen in the church because you've got human beings in the church, and you've got human beings that are in high places, supposedly, in the church. And so, and then you have people that don't go to church simply because they didn't go to church when they were growing up. All right? Now, I profess, when I was growing up, I didn't go to church every Sunday. But my mom did make me go to church when she went to church. Now, she was involved in the church, but she wasn't a every Sunday church goer. But she'd go a lot. In my mind, you know, I'm like, I don't want to go to church today, you know. She's like, boy, you better get out of that bed and get ready. You're going to church today. You didn't go to church last Sunday. I didn't go to church last Sunday. We're going today. So, you know, as much as you hate it, you had to get up and get ready and go to church. And that's something else that maybe you need to do with your kids. You know, a lot of kids don't want to go to church. They may not understand, but you may have to force them to go to church. And, you know, once they get to be adults, then it's, you know, it's on them. It's out of your hands after that. But, you know, church should be a good experience. Okay? But a lot of people don't go to church because of some of the things that I see, and because of a lot of scandal that happens, and you see it on TV, some of the huge, gigantic churches that have, of course, lots of money flowing through it. And when you got lots of money coming into a business or a church or whatever, you're going to have people that are handling this money that may not have money themselves, that see all this money coming in, and they get a little sticky fingers. Okay? Now, although the church may be giving them some type of allowance every week for doing what they do in the church, they still tend to get sticky fingers. Okay? And, you know, and, I mean, you've heard that all over the place. It happens in church. It happens in Girl Scouts. Happens in Boy Scouts. Happens in Burger King. Happens in McDonald's. Everywhere where it's a cash cow, people will get sticky fingers. Okay? And that kind of stuff there can turn your congregation upside down, and you wonder why. You wonder what happened next Sunday when you come to church to preach. and you only have half an audience, half a congregation, then, you know, then you're looking at trouble, you know? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and give me your opinion about why people don't go to church. Now, I have a caller on the show from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 518. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Some people don't go to church because they're doing some of the sin out here in the world and don't know that when they come into the church to hear God's words, that's what will help them and make them change their mind on some stuff they're doing.
Yes.
They don't want to hear the truth.
They don't want to hear the truth?
And the truth, what's going to help them? God's word.
Right. Right. So why do you think some people, what's do you have one reason why people don't come to church? What's something, I know you said, you said it was because they're doing so much
in the world.
You think they scared to come to church?
Yeah. They have a trick in their mind.
Yeah.
And that way
yeah,
they can get
right.
The help in church. And some be coming to church and still leave the church.
What you mean? Some come to church and still leave the church. What do you mean?
Some come to church and still don't be want to come back to the church. But they be knowing what church is all about.
Well, you know, some people, that's another thing. Some people don't go to church because they may come to church and they may engage with someone within the church and didn't like how that person talked to them. You know, I've seen that happen. I've seen people come to church and they don't like the pastor, or they don't like the first lady, or they don't like like I said, one of the deacons in the church. He in this church? You know, you come in that church and then you see a deacon in the church that you know that deacon's not right, okay? You know he's been involved in some stuff, you know, way back out in the street. You didn't even know he was a deacon in the church, but you came in there and you saw him in the church and you're like, nah, I'm not coming back here.
But I have told some people when they come into the church, they be saying why people looking at them a certain way. I say, is you looking at them a certain way? You know, you got to look at yourself and look at other situation too. You might be looking at them a certain way. Why are they looking at you a certain way? You just come
well,
in there for one thing, praise your Lord, and get your
right,
blessed.
But people don't people. People don't understand that. They don't see that. They don't have someone telling them that. They don't have someone telling them at the door. Remember why you coming in here. You coming in here to get the word. You're not coming in here to deal with this person or that person. You coming in here to get the word. You coming in here to get the word. Well, thank you. Thank you for your comment. Keep listening. I have another caller on the show. They're from the 336 area code. The first three digits are 480. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, Brother Frank Williams, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
All right. I'm just going to, kind of make it short and sweet for you. Brother, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. We really, truly have lost sight of what going to church is really all about. We treat going to church like it's Christmas, as we have also truly forgot what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. Going to church, brother, right now, what you're doing right now is having church. And the word that we see that the pastor is speaking from the Bible, and we call that the word, of course, that's pretty much how we look at it. We call that the word. But the reality of the picture is, man, the living word of God is not only found in the containments of that book, but the living word of God is also found within each and every last one of us. It just depends on which one of us is going to be still and hear that voice that is in us, because that is the true word. And that is so honestly true. What we need in church now, what we need for the most part is we don't need another a church reunion or a church revival. What we need now for the most part, for the latter part, brother, now we need church transformation. And I say that because we all must be truly transformed into a new creature. If we sitting in church too busy, judging somebody else in church, then that means that we are in church still in the old man, and we haven't even transformed into the new creature. So we haven't even begun to even really live yet and really even live out of what it means to be in the new creature, because we're still in the old man, calling ourselves new people. And so the reality of it is that the voice of God is going to awaken in us, and he's going to return that Christ, the Son of God that is in us, is going to return us back to the Father. And in these days now, it's very important that we become pure in mind, heart, body, and soul, so that we may be able to hear that living word, that living voice of God, that breath of life that is in us, because when it's too late, it's too late. When it's time, and the time is now. I love you, brother.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, well, my name is Alameen Muhammad. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Alameen
Muhammad, I appreciate you calling in, bud, and call in anytime you want, and keep listening to the show. I appreciate your call, and I'll let you come on the show anytime you want, okay?
Okay. Hey, Brother Frank, I'm going to say this and then I'm out.
Yes, sir.
The Christ is coming to make us Christ. If anybody really want to really live that life called Christ, then we must get ready to prepare the way for the Lord to come, because with or without us, he's returned. And the Christ is come, and he has came to set the captives free. So I would be most gladly, Brother Frank, to allow both of our spirits to become one spirit, and we just share the truth, you know, and bring this manifestation of the sons of God truly into the earth, so that we won't be deceived by those who claim to be sons of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'm with you on that. I appreciate you listening, and thanks again for your words today, and I appreciate it. Okay?
I appreciate you, Brother Frank.
All right. So, guys, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening. I'm out of time. We're over and we're out. Take care, guys. Love you.